Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com. Lions NFL columnist, insider. He's standing by the Metro Health University of Michigan health guest sign. And man, Tim, from that fourth quarter collapse to now a red-hot Rodgers at Lambeau and all the injuries, what are you thinking about that game Sunday?
Well, I think you obviously, you know, go into it thinking the Lions are behind the eight ball, but I think you probably thought that last year too. You probably thought that the year before against New England when they went out and you know, beat New England. And the NFL is just, you know, it's a few plays. You look at the games against Green Bay last year. Green Bay didn't lead for, I think, a second in any of those, either of those two games. It was last second field goal. So Matt Patricia and the Lions had a good plan for the Packers last year. They're a divisional opponent. They know them. So, I mean, on paper, obviously you look at the injuries and how everything transpired last week, and you say, oh, my goodness, the Lions don't have a chance to go up to Lambeau Field and beat the Packers. Well, we didn't probably think that last year either, and, you know, a few bad calls, and they win that game. So that's why you strap it up. That's why you play the game. But certainly, like you said off the top, this is a really big game for the Lions, not only because you don't want to go 0-2, but you don't want to go 0-2 to start the division either. And so it's a big game.
Injury bug. I tweeted out one of your latest tweets where the Lions may be down two offensive linemen. How big did injuries come into play in that fourth quarter collapse last week against the Bears, and how big are these injuries going into this road trip, game two at Green Bay?
Yeah, they were big. I think Mitchell Trubisky was 11 for 24 for 150 yards, no touchdowns, before Desmond Trufant went down with that injury late in the third quarter. After that, I think he was 9 of 11 for 92 yards and 3 touchdowns. And, you know, Lions are trying to guard guys with their sixth corner. And so I think injuries played a huge factor in that game. Now, obviously, you can look at a bunch of plays and say they should have never got to that point. And if Swift catches that ball, you know, you don't think about it. But I thought that played a huge factor. You know, not only that, but the ejection of Collins I thought was big for their game plan as well. And then not having Kenny on offense, I think, allowed the Bears to play a lot of two deep, couldn't stretch the field, and you know, made them, march down the field, keeping things in front of them. So I thought injuries were a big factor last week, certainly.
Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com, Lions NFL insider, joining us from Detroit here on the Huge Show across Michigan. When you look back at last Sunday in that fourth quarter, and I know if Swift just catches that ball, nobody's breaking down the negatives. I know it's a combination of everything. It's Swift not dropping the ball, Stafford taking that sack, maybe forcing that pick. You can look at some defensive play calling on Trubisky's comeback. It was almost a total team effort there at the end, and how they blew that 23-6 lead.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was one of those things where nothing went right on either side of the ball. You know, you could put Prater's missed field goal, you know.
Yeah, forgot about that.
You rely on that guy to go out there and hit a 55-yarder, you know, 8 out of 10 times, or at least, you know, 7 out of 10 times it's been his career, which is one of the tops in the NFL history. And so, yeah, it was a collection of bad, and it was kind of one of those things where the ball just gets rolling and nobody can figure out how to stop it. And, you know, we've seen that too many times in the fourth quarter. And, you know, to me, somebody's just got to step up. And to me, last week, it was Stafford. You know, I think he knew, okay, look, the defense, you got Collins ejected. They got a ton of injuries over there. They're playing their sixth corner. Like, okay, this offense is supposed to be top five. This offense is supposed to be, even without Kenny Galladay, we got a really good offense. We need to step up, make a play, maintain a drive, not turn it over, score one more touchdown, do something to help that defense out. And that was the most disappointing thing to me, is that, you know, that offense couldn't just seal the deal by, you know, scoring one more touchdown, you know, extending one more drive, you know, putting Prater in a better position to not have to kick a 55-yarder, make that a 45-yarder, a 40-yarder. Now all of a sudden you're kicking off to the Bears. They're down 10, and they're in two-minute mode, and it's probably a different scenario. So, you know, I was really disappointed with the offense. Everybody talks about the 17 unanswered and the defense. I'm not going to certainly give them a pass, but they were dealing with a lot more issues than the offense was. I thought the offense was really disappointing that they couldn't just put that game away up 23-6.
Yeah, look at the schedule at Green Bay on Sunday, at Arizona, Kyler Murray and the Cardinals won their opener against the Niners. Then Drew Brees in New Orleans, back in Detroit on October 4th, bye week, at Jacksonville, who shocked Phil Rivers and the Colts in week one. Then at Atlanta, who their offense went nuts, but they didn't have the defense to stop Seattle. Then they get the Colts at home, at Minnesota, Washington, big and surprise Philly, at Carolina, who's Houston and Deshaun Watson on Thanksgiving. Then at Chicago, Green Bay, at Tennessee, Brady and Tampa Bay, at Minnesota, or Minnesota at home to wrap up the season. My Lord, after 1 week, that schedule looks so tough to me. It does.
Well, I think they're all tough. It's the NFL. I don't think any coach or anybody looks at any game and says, oh, we got that one. Because it's never that way. It's not that case. It just isn't. It's the NFL. And I've always said it. We've talked to it. And part of the reason why I don't predict wins and losses at the beginning of the year, because you just have no idea
right. How
injuries play a factor, how schemes and new coaching and all that kind of stuff, how that plays into it. And so, look, it comes down to the three or four plays. You know, if you can make those three or four crucial plays, you win a football game. We saw in the fourth quarter last week, Lions couldn't make any of those crucial plays, and that's why they lost the game. And that's what NFL games come down to. It's a collection of a few plays, big moments, and you have to have big-time players step up and make big-time plays. Lions didn't have that last week. Chicago did. Now you reset the clock, and you hope that the Lions can come up with a few more of those plays and give Green Bay a run for the money.
You know, when I look at positives from game one, it starts with the running backs and Adrian Peterson, who looked like he was 10 years younger. Swift, minus the drop, really had some great body movement in there. And Kerryon Johnson, the Lions going three deep at running back. That's the mystic side of what I watched on Sunday for four quarters.
Yeah, 138 rushing yards. I think that's 10th in the league after the first season. And look, they want to be more balanced on offense. They've said it all off season. They want that to be a weapon. And so I'm with you. You know, I think that was good to see. On the reverse side of that, giving up 149 yards rushing, they just can't do that. Especially this week when you've got a passing attack like that. If Aaron Rodgers can turn around and hand it off to Aaron Jones and they can have that kind of production, and then boom, you're in play action against two young corners. I mean, a whole world of trouble. So it was certainly good that the Lions can run the football. At least they showed it last week. They're going to have to continue to do that this week. Try to keep the ball away from Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams, Aaron Jones and that offense. And I think that's the recipe for success. You know, ball control, run it. Hit those play-action shots when you've got them. But this, to me, is a week where, look, Matthew Stafford has to say, look, all right, we got to score 30-plus points. We're the unit that's expected to be really good, top five. Let's go and win a game for our defense who's got some guys hurting. They're going to be without Trufant. They're going to start, the rookie number three overall pick, his first ever game against Aaron Rodgers and company. I think you're Matthew Stafford, you got to say, hey, look, all right, this is us. It's on my back. Let's score 30-plus points, and then let's see where the chips fall.
Tim Twentyman, DetroitLions.com. You can follow the Lions and the NFL 24/7 at DetroitLions.com. Enjoy that Green Bay game, Timmy.
All right,
Tim Twentyman joining us. He's excited.